Jenny Ogilvie is called the unconventional medium. She's coming to Pier Casino on Friday. She joins us today. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
So unconventional. Why unconventional?
I think that it's important to have open and honest conversations around death, not just giving validations, but to also have the conversations around how we're dealing with it. And I think the unconventional part of who I am is willing to have those conversations and really help with the healing rather than just receiving messages.
Well, I read that on your website. You said that you are willing to talk about death. Like, let's just make it open.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the one thing we're all going to go through. And every person that works with energy has their own type of platform that they do it in. And I think for me, just being the no-nonsense and, you know, no problem having open dialogue about hard stuff is, I think that in doing that, we're all just trying to find our way through losing the people that we love and also figuring out kind of what life is like after that happens. So I want to be a part of that.
You wrote a book, it's called My Head, Messages from a Medium, and you talk about growing up in a small town and coming to the realization that in order to be your authentic self, you had to do that. Otherwise, you would just be miserable. How did listening to the spirits get you to that realization?
It's a real simple answer, I think, for me, is I always knew I wasn't alone. And I believe in the book, I also talk about how I didn't realize that people didn't sense and feel the same thing I did. I just thought that they weren't open to talking about it. You know, much like some families that don't want to talk about certain things that are going on in the family. And for me, I've just always had no filter. And I guess at this age, I'm using that to my benefit and seeing really neat conversations starting to happen and the way that people engage in the conversations at the show and that they're all invested in and just wondering if there's more out there and helping them, you know, be a beacon for it's okay to think outside the box that we've all been put in.
Does it affect you? Like, does it take a toll on your psyche when you're helping others to find closure?
I think it's important to understand that you can't give what you don't have. And so all I can do is give what I have in the moment and nothing more. So I believe that it's really important for myself just to make sure that I have time between each event and just to process things and allow a huge thanks to just being available to have those conversations and to be able to sense and feel the energy around these people.
Are there things that the average layperson can do when you're not there to hear or to sense these messages?
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about that during these events. And if there's one thing that I often say about energy or our spirit is spirit does not need ability to be able to connect with you. Spirit needs availability to connect with you. And so in order to have these wonderful validations on your own, the one thing that is non-negotiable is being present and not questioning what we feel or sense or diminishing the story behind why you're getting a sign at that moment in your life. It's all for a bigger purpose.
If there's one central message that you could give somebody who's dealing with a loss, what would that message be?
I think everyone is in different places when it comes to grief. I believe that grief is messy. I believe that losing someone is messy, and it's okay to not be okay. And it's also not okay to not want to do the work around celebrating your loved ones that you've lost rather than living in the 1 second of the one day that they died.
Your show is going to be November 3rd. That's near the tail end of Dia de los Muertos. I've got to ask, are the spirits more active around this time of year?
For me, I don't look at it as any more active today as it is tomorrow. I just believe that when I'm in a show, for instance, in a large crowd, I believe that everyone that is available to have that experience and brings that experience into a session or a live event, that's how a show gets better, or that's how a show is good, that you are open and available and to be able to talk about things and to validate. And I always say to people in the show, no matter what, you always have to know that I'm right because it's not my information. So, you know, in the shows, it really is laugh, cry, repeat. We have lots of laughs. We have some tears. We have some aha moments standing in front of these people. They're all just looking for answers. And my question to them is, are you asking the right one?
So we will put it to you when you go to see her show at Pier Casino this Friday. Ask the right questions. Get your tickets. The link is on our website, ravenradio.ca. We also have a link to Jenny's website if you'd like to order her book or find out more about her, because you've got a full frequently asked question video library in there, I saw.
Yes, yes, I do.
You must get asked questions, the same questions, quite a bit.
Well, I think it's important that each question, although asked a lot, is really important to each person. And I also want to note that I'll have copies of my book and merchandise that you can only buy at live events there on Friday. So, and hey, maybe I'll see you there.
Maybe you'll hear my spirits coming first, because I'm just going to say my mother was loud. We're Italian.
Yeah.
You might hear her before you see me. Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time out today to sit and to chat with me a little bit and to give us all a little glimmer of hope.
Hey, and thank you. And I want to leave you with one thing.
Yes.
Because sometimes you question your gut and your instinct. And I want you to remember this, that your life comes down to two statements. I wish I had, or I'm glad I did. And I want you to think about that later on today.